I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One. Perhaps if we get inside this goat, we can travel the stars and space.
Two. When I think of pleasure, you are not involved in any way.
Three.
Turns out albino Morgan Freeman knows how to make a proper hot cross bun.
Four.
This demon has just been trying so hard to get out of this pantry for years because it wants a pie!
Five. In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Welcome all who live behind me on Time's Arrow. Welcome to the season premiere of season 5 of Illusionoid. 5 thrilling awards nominated seasons. And none of you have managed to change the past. Get it together! Do you think I do this for my enjoyment or pleasure? Well, I don't. My life is an endless trial of torture and shame. I don't do this for kicks. I am sincerely warning you to get off your butts and do something to prevent the invention of the mad computer Illusionoid. So no more kidding around. Don't make me have to make a season 6 of this pile of garbage. You embarrass me! In your future, you know how vinyl went away and then came back cooler than ever because other things are shit now? The same thing will happen with the photocopy industry.
I put the banners up! This place looks fantastic. You've done a lot of work here, Ray.
I did, but banners and balloons and ribbons everywhere. I'm so excited to celebrate.
Ray, really good job, buddy.
Thanks, guys!
Yeah. You know, when we started this photocopy business,
yeah,
I didn't think it was going to last 10 days.
Yeah, nickel and dime, mom and pop, they said, right?
Yeah. But now, add some exponential zeros to that number 10 that I predicted, and you've got where we are.
Well, you never think, with the advances in technology, that people are still going to need photocopies, but there are always those people.
Hey, you know what? We've seen our ups and downs, you know?
Yep.
We went through the highs of the boom, the photocopy shop boom.
Oh, remember that?
Oh,
we were swimming in money.
Oh, my gosh. Man, swimming in nickels and dimes.
Oh, man.
And then, you know, scanners came along.
Uh-huh. Dark
email,
days. Dark days. Yeah.
Then the blood cults.
Yeah. Oh
yeah, and
boy.
They took down all technology.
Yep.
Yep.
Then the dark times.
And we had to use the old, remember the
carbon paper?
The
ditto machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I was huffing the alcohol.
Yeah, and then
you
got
dependent. You went through some real hard times.
I did. But you guys were there for me.
Hey, man. And you came through rehab squeaky clean.
I did, you know. Really, literally, yeah.
And we unearthed, dug up that ancient printing press.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We inked up the blocks and printed posters to tell people where we were.
I printed my first Bible. Remember that?
Yeah. The one with Steve Gutenberg on the front?
Yeah, the Steve Gutenberg Bible.
Yeah,
that's right. Man, oh, if I might quote, hey, Johnny Five, what's up?
That's it?
Yeah.
That was from, it. Genesis 1:1, I believe.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, man.
All Steve Gutenberg quotes that Bible.
Yeah, that's right. Our Lord Gutenberg.
That helped me through, you know, our dark times.
And you came through that rehab just squeaky clean.
Thank you.
Yeah, and remember when I found that box of abandoned toner?
Oh.
It was irradiated, right? So I was in there with the hazmat suit on, and then we opened it up, and it was still viable, right? It was still viable.
We printed those glow-in-the-dark Steve Gutenberg Bibles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Something like hotcakes, those things.
Yeah. Poisoned thousands.
Yeah. We made it through that.
Squeaky clean. You know, I gotta say, the buffer in that rehab center is outstanding.
It really is.
You know, a lot of our money has just gone to that rehab center, but we've bounced back.
Yeah. Here we are, on our feet, right?
Here we are.
Standing tall. Banners are up.
Photocopies are back.
And it is day 1,000,000.
Yeah.
Day million.
Day million.
Of this photocopy store. Who do you think's going to be our first customer today? Like, our first day millionth customer?
Gosh.
Here comes a guy in a handsome white suit.
Oh.
Here he is.
Gentlemen, hello.
Hi there.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Hey, how's it going?
Great. I see you've opened up your photocopy store today.
Yeah, that's it. Well, as usual, except today is a day unlike any other.
It's a special day, sir. It's day million of us being open.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps you could make a photocopy for me.
Oh, well, that's our job.
Great. I'll need a single photocopy of this.
Wow, this is, this is on, like, parchment, and, well, it appears to be written in blood on here.
I don't know if blood will photocopy, sir.
Yeah, you know, the iron content in blood, it might not read on when we put it down on the flatbed.
Well, I trust that you'll figure it out. I have other errands to run and must be going. Goodbye.
He just took off.
He said one copy, he didn't specify what paper he wants it on.
No. I guess just regular paper.
What, like 10 pound?
I guess.
Yeah, all right. I mean,
10 pound bond, right?
Yeah, does he want like satin?
Yeah.
Never photocopied blood before.
Me either.
What?
It's still kind of wet.
What kind of characters are those? Is that English?
They look like runes?
Yeah, they're kind of like symbols. Some are pictograms. What appear to be pictograms is what appears to be a human figure holding aloft a severed head.
Are those emoji?
I think they're some kind of
ancient emoji.
There's one really accurate diagram on how to assemble a breakfast.
There it is. Yeah.
Bar.
What an odd ancient writing to assemble a breakfast bar.
There's like a deviled eggs on here.
Deviled eggs in a breakfast? Whoa, hold on. Deviled eggs
I'm
in a breakfast bar?
Deviled eggs.
Are you reading it wrong?
I don't know. Have I got this the right way up?
Are you translating those runes into deviled eggs, or are you just looking at a picture of deviled eggs?
It's like a Rorschach. I'm looking at this thing, and it looks like a deviled egg to me.
Well, it's funny, because I look at it, and I see a sailboat.
I'm seeing it, and I don't want to freak you guys out.
Well, it's too late for
that.
Yeah,
for sure it is.
I'm seeing this thing in three dimensions right now.
What?
Well, we can't photocopy a three-dimensional object, can we?
We've never tried.
Yeah. I mean, we have a three-dimensional printer, but that makes facsimiles, not copies. Right.
You're right. It's a fine line.
So yeah, it's possible that if we try to make a three-dimensional copy of this thing, whatever this thing is describing could be brought into existence.
Why? It also.
Am I making sense, guys?
Yeah, I mean,
Kevin, it could also just make a copy of the paper.
And that's what that gentleman, that handsome gentleman, asked for.
Yeah, in the white suit, he just wants a copy.
Okay, there was something about his suit, though. Did you notice?
Like it shimmered?
Yeah. Yeah. It
like it
wasn't
gave
really
off
there.
Its own light.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like it was almost like it was imbued with energy.
Like it wasn't a suit at all, but like a suit-shaped portal through which that head just appeared.
Yeah,
like it was a suit-shaped light bulb just emanating its own presence.
Like it was imbued with small, tiny LED lights, and then they were on and off, like flickering at a very, very rapid pace.
Where do you think you get a suit like that?
I'm gonna say, like, probably Topshop.
Yeah, online.
Sure online. You don't sell that in a store. No. You couldn't keep that in a store.
No, they couldn't warehouse that in a store.
No. It's very, that's very off. Bright. He was almost his own photocopier.
His own photocopier.
But he's our millionth, like, he's our day millionth customer. Day we million. Have to do this.
Day million.
Like, yeah. We have space in the Penny Saver tomorrow for this story.
Yeah.
All right.
In our flyer, we said this was a free photocopy, too, right?
True, we did.
Yeah, so all right. Our millionth customer, day million, gets a free photocopy.
Okay. Oh,
why did we say that? Why did we set ourselves up for like this?
Well, you know what? It's good business practice. The Penny Saver is still the best thing out there to tell people about the business. With email down, it's the Penny Saver.
It's true.
Listen, guys, we have been in business at this photocopy store for over 2,739 years.
Yeah.
And I am not going to let a customer down today.
We have to recognize something here, right? That if we try to make a photocopy of this blood-soaked parchment with these cryptic runes on it, it's probably going to deplete all of our resources.
You're right. You're absolutely right. We've got to throw everything we've got at this.
Yeah.
You know what? Glossy paper.
Let's go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for glossy.
I'm going to open up the glossy paper. He wants a nice photocopy. We'll make it a nice laser copy. We'll use the laser copier on glossy paper.
Laser, color, glossy.
I'm on board.
You know what? I'm going to hook a Tesseract up to this.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Kevin, listen to Neil. He knows what he's talking about.
All right, Neil.
Look. I know we've been saving the Tesseract for the really big jobs, but I feel it doesn't get bigger than this, so yeah. Let's throw some fifth dimensional power at this thing.
Okay.
And see what, and see how good a copy we can make of this.
I will get the radiation tent to put around the copier just in case.
Sweet, sweet. You know what? This smacks of uncertainty. I love this.
It does. It really does.
And again, who knows? This could just make a copy.
It could.
You're right.
It could.
Or it could change our lives and finally do the kind of good in the world that our dream statement has always specified.
There it is. Look, there it is on the wall.
Right there in huge letters.
We want to do good in the world somehow.
Yeah.
One copy at a time.
Make more good.
Make more good.
Copy good.
Copy good for all.
Well, you know
all.
What? We should have... just written copy good. Uh-huh. It's such a shorter dream statement than what we have up on the wall, and it would have taken less paper.
We were working through it.
I know.
And we were working through it.
It also complements the name of our store, Good Copy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We could have done it.
Good Copy.
Good Copy. Copy good. God damn it! Where was this? It
took a million days, right?
2,800 years ago.
Guys, tomorrow, rebranding.
All right.
Okay.
Rebrand the dream statement, but keep the name the same.
Yeah.
Good Copy. Copy good.
I love that. I love that. I want to see that on a shirt.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah. Well, we get into the shirt. Let's stay on task.
Yeah, stay on task. Yeah.
Okay,
guys. All right. I'm getting the radiation tent.
I'll get the Tesseract.
All right, and I'll get the copier.
I just need to put on Infinity Gauntlets to hold this thing.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Please do.
Kev, they're over there behind the toner.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you got all the gems in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Reality gem, confidence gem, humility gem.
There's three more, isn't there?
Jealousy gem. Memory gem.
And what's that last one?
Oh, specificity gem.
That's the one.
That's the one.
All right.
Nice.
Ray, you've got the gauntlets?
Yep.
Kevin, you've got the paper?
I got the paper and the copier.
All right, glossy. And I'm assembling the tent. Assembled.
Okay. All right. So let's...
Wait, should we be outside the tent?
No.
We gotta supervise
this. We gotta watch this.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, well, this thing is not gonna feed itself into the tray, right?
No, we don't have that kind of technology.
No, and the Tesseract, it's, I mean, you've jury-rigged it, right? So you have to actually make contact with the copier, right?
Yeah, I gotta plug it into the copier.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, here we go.
Okay, yeah. Tesseract's being inserted.
Okay, let's lie this thing down. It's still wet. I'm lining that down on the flat bit.
I'd love to clean the... glass once this is over.
Yeah, I got some WD-40. I can
great.
Should we take a sample of the DNA and just see what kind of blood that is?
Do we still have the DNA tester?
I got the kit, yeah.
Oh, great.
I have it on my utility belt.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Here, well, it's great that you keep that handy.
Yeah, you know. Here we go. Let's put a swab in there.
All right.
All right. Just get the slide. Wipe that on the slide. All right. Let's take a close look at that. Hold up to the light.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's swine DNA.
Swine have been extinct for 400 years.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't give for bacon right now.
Yeah.
So, wait, this is extinct. Fresh extinct.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Swine DNA?
Oh my god, yeah, it is.
That's weird, eh?
Well,
all right.
Let's get copying.
Hardly nothing weird about that.
No, the job is not to ask questions.
Not at all.
No questions asked.
No, right. That's the other part of our dream statement.
Yeah.
Copy, good copy. Copy good. No questions asked.
Love it.
All right, ask questions.
No ask questions.
No ask questions. You're right.
That's true. All right, here we go. I'm going to power this thing up. The Tesseract, go.
Uh-huh.
And Tent is holding in the radiation.
Okay, it's warming up.
I would love a coffee. Is that still in here, in the tent?
It's underneath.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the copier keeps the
coffee. Yeah, of course.
There you go.
There it is, okay.
And there's a coffee.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
There's a lid on this thing now.
Okay. Oh, it's ready. And there it goes. And there's
copying.
Ah, and here's the printed page.
All right, here it is.
Well, now it's in a different language.
It's in English now.
No pictures at all.
No, all the pictograms are gone.
Just a message.
The message that says, you've done it.
That's it?
That's it. That's all it says.
Okay, well, I guess I'm gonna just open the lid and get the original out.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's some sort of portal. The glass is gone. Our photocopier's become some sort of portal.
What I'm looking at right now, you guys just back me up. Tell me if this is where your eyes are.
Neil, we're behind you like we were during your rehab.
The white spiraling vortex.
I see that, yeah. Uh-huh.
Into which our photocopier and little threads of reality seem to be bleeding.
Yeah.
That's what you guys are seeing?
Yeah, I see some memories down there. Like my memories, like they're being shredded out of my brain and going into this kind of dream.
Guys, I suddenly don't remember how many days we've been open.
Because you know what we probably need? We probably need some. Let's open up the radiation
tent. Let's get out of this radiation tent. Get back inside!
That was a complete vacuum of space.
Holy shit. That zipper is the only thing saving us right now.
Oh my god. That way to go, Ray. I'm buying the expensive zipper. It just shows you that you get what you pay for.
Exactly. Spend a little extra, right?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm suddenly realizing that with the vacuum of space outside this tent, the only things left in existence are us, the coffee maker, and this photocopier with a vortex in it.
Our business model technically has not changed, with the exception of no clients whatsoever.
We are good copy. We made copy good of this parchment. We are still on brand.
Listen, I don't know about you guys. I kind of want to stick my head in that portal.
You know we're not supposed to stick our heads in the photocopier.
You made that rule.
I know, and I am. That was before there was a vortex in our photocopier, and now I really want to stick my head in that vortex.
Give me three good reasons.
Number one, we don't know what's on the other side.
True.
Number two, I have a history of making rash and impulsive decisions.
True enough.
Which is why we have those infinity gauntlets.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, thank God you cut those on.
Right?
Number three, the confidence gem in my gauntlet is really telling me it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's glowing. Look at that thing flicker.
And thanks to the specificity gem, I appreciate you gave me three reasons.
Thank you.
Go ahead, stick your head in that copier.
Whoa, let's hold his ankles.
Well, it goes without saying.
Okay, all right, I just wanted to say that out loud.
Guys, Kevin and Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neil?
I just like that you guys have my back.
We always do.
100p of the time.
100p.
100p of the time.
100p. All right.
Inserting my heads.
I've got an ankle.
Portal.
I got the other one.
Here I go.
Easy.
Well, his head's gone.
It's just like it's like his body ends at the neck. Can you see anything from in there?
I totally can.
Neil, what do you see?
Describe it. I see our store with us in it, and guys, it's day one.
But that was a million days ago.
I know.
I think.
We look great.
You've gone back to the beginning of us!
You're seeing the beginning of good copy!
Holy moly, guys! That dude with the white suit is coming in the store right now!
What? On day one?
Welcome to day one.
I am so excited to start this business because
this
we all know photocopying will never, ever go out of style.
Yeah. It is the future, and the future is now, and here we go. Hello, sir. Welcome.
Hello, gentlemen. I see you've got a fine photocopy store here.
Thanks. Well, first day.
Yeah, it's our first day, sir. What can we help you with?
I'm looking for a piece of parchment paper.
Oh, a piece of parchment paper. Let me see what we've got in stock. I'm going to the storeroom. I'll just be back in a second to keep our client happy.
Sure. The parchment paper's, it's pretty solid. It's made from finest pulp of the redwood forests of California.
Absolutely, and it's you can see the grain in it. It's got that old-timey feel that so many people enjoy.
Yeah, and now that said, it is a fairly new parchment paper, but it's made to look old. So.
I appreciate the look of an older thing.
Here we go. I had to dig down pretty much underneath some of the old stock that we had, but I do have this one piece of parchment paper. There it is.
Excellent. I will take that one. Thank you very much.
Oh, and since this is day one, just like it says on our sign, first piece of paper is free.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Do you want some food for your swine before you leave?
Oh, no, thank you. We'll be just fine. Goodbye.
Okay.
What a nice guy. Oh, we forgot to tell him our slogan.
We make
the copies that of your life, right?
Of your life. We want to do good by copy. You know what? We're going to work on
this. Yeah, let's keep working on it. Yeah. Let's keep working on it. It's a work in progress, right? Yeah. But let's write down everything we have and put up on the wall.
That's exactly.
Hold on.
You made it out.
Yeah, you're back.
That was like just dropping into our own past. I guess that's exactly what that was, really.
You saw the man in the white suit. He was our first customer.
Yeah,
customer on the millionth day?
Yeah. He was customer zero.
Well, he was customer one. And he bought the paper. Well, he never even bought it. We gave it free.
Gave it to him for free. Guys, we entered into a covenant with that man, I think, by giving him that paper for free. We should have twigged when he walked in with that swine that he was some kind of paranormal man.
How could we know that?
We couldn't. Swines were so popular at the time. Everybody had one. Neil had one.
But the suit, we should have twigged. The suit, it was iridescent, it glowed.
Explain twig.
Figured it out. It should have occurred to us.
I was just so in my head of the excitement of starting up. I didn't want to screw up that day. I wasn't really twigging.
And all we really did was screw up telling him our slogan and asking him to tell other people about the store. But things really took off after that day. Day one.
Yeah. But we gave him our only piece of parchment.
Well, now we got it back.
Well, the copier has it now. We only have this copy that says... You did it.
Right. Glossy photo stock.
Is he going to come back looking for his,
He didn't seem too concerned about it. Wait, maybe he just wanted us to see where we came from a million days ago.
Guys, we have to reverse photocopy this to get back to where we were.
What if we just put the copy in the portal? Close the loop.
Let's do it.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
All right.
Copy in the portal.
Let's warm it up.
Okay, warming up.
All right.
Was that anything?
Yeah.
Did we do it?
I think we did.
Let's open up the radiation tent and have a look.
All right.
Hey. We're back.
Everything's all right.
I'm more confused now than when I started this day.
Me too.
Don't be.
Oh, you're back.
Sir.
You got to see where you came from so you can see where you're going. Never forget. Goodbye.
Wait, before you go.
I can come back a bit.
Who are you?
Me? I'm just a man in a suit.
And, where are we going? I'm not really... I mean, I see where we were, but are we gonna end the universe or something like that?
You'll merely provide the plans. Or at least, a copy of the plans.
Huh.
But not for a million more days. Don't worry, your business will be just fine.
Wow! Guys, we're gonna be in business for a million more days!
What an endorsement of our business model.
Wow. You know, I wonder if we could get a testimonial. Like, if he could get online and review us.
I will put something on Yelp.
Wow, what a nice guy. It's always nice to know your business is going somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is that portal still in the machine?
Let's take a look.
Yeah. Do it. It's still there.
Last question.
I have time.
What happens if we put a photocopier inside the portal in this photocopier?
A time machine?
Could that be what the man in white wanted? He was so cryptic, he dropped hints as much as to infer that this is what we should be doing by endorsing our business model with such...
But he also said that we would make copies of the plans that would destroy the universe.
Wow. That guy was like a Chinese puzzle box.
In a white suit.
With my thumb stuck in it.
Neil.
Are you going to stick your thumb in this photocopier?
Not again. Not again.
Well, this would be like the boy with the dyke, right?
Yeah.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know if I do.
Sure. It's kind of a Dutch parable, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. Then, yeah, I do.
Where there's like a dyke. So, hold on a second. This photocopier is like that dyke.
We have to plug it.
We gotta plug this thing. That's what we've been asked to do.
That's right. We have to take care of this and make sure no one else ever uses it for the wrong reason.
I gotta stick my head in this photocopier.
Yeah.
For good.
Forever.
Neil, we're gonna back you up just like we did through your rehab.
We'll have your ankles, buddy. The whole time.
Forever.
Thanks, guys.
Until lunch, and then we'll probably switch off.
Well, just harness me or something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And listen, the guys from, I don't know if you guys can remember this.
All right.
But we are gonna have to feed me on the other end 2,800 years ago.
Okay, what do you want? I mean, I guess literally, you can get whatever you want. Consider it your last meal. What would you like to have?
What do you remember me having?
Oh, I remember years ago. So,
God.
It's like a
cabbage.
It was like a
cabbage. Some sort of a cabbage,
cabbage
dish.
Cabbage?
Yeah, cabbage rolls?
Cabbage rolls.
It was a slaw.
It might have been...
A cabbage rolls on a bed of slaw.
Okay, all right.
So really like pretty, cabbage.
You're pretty heavy on the cabbage. Wait.
Are we on the back end of this?
Yeah, we're holding your ankles, right?
I don't want this.
No, dude, I don't want to be feeding you cabbage.
All right. Just give me one cabbage roll with some kale.
I was kind of resisting saying this, but this is far too dangerous to have customers walking in that someone could possibly interact with this and bring about the destruction of the universe. We can't have that happen.
Oh my God. Guys, our job is to forever guard this copier.
We're like the Knights Templar.
We've dedicated our lives and souls to the preservation of reality.
Copy good, gentlemen.
This is the day our dream statement comes to life. Well, it's been a good million days.
It sure has.
Let's have one hell of a going out of business party.
I mean, the banners are up already.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good copy. Copy good.
Day Million, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Neil, Lee Smart as Kevin, and Nug Nargang as Ray and the Man in the White Suit. Recorded at Illusionoid headquarters in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, but now you can wear Illusionoid. Visit our store on tpublic.com to get the official Illusionoid t-shirt. All proceeds from the shirt go directly to support this podcast. Go to tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid. Get the official t-shirt of the doomed future at tpublic.com. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on...
Illusionoid.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.